This is Voices from Appalachia Radio Show, sponsored by the Center for Appalachian Studies and Communities at Shepherd University. I'm Brian Staggers, and here's your host, Kelly Garib.
Today we have with us Dr. Sylvia Bailey Sherbet, Director of the Center for Appalachia, who is the program director of two extraordinary Teacher Institute opportunities coming up this summer, one supported by the West Virginia Humanities Council called Voices from the Misty Mountains, and the other supported by the Benedum Foundation called Powered Civic Action, Community Engagement, and American Representative Democracy. These two institutes offer teachers funding, inspiration, and information gathering opportunities to enrich their classrooms and themselves. Welcome, Sylvia, to the Voices from Appalachia Radio Show.
These two grants and teacher institutes are very different. Can you share how you and the Center for Appalachian Studies and Communities became initially involved in these projects?
Yes, these are two totally different teacher institutes. They're both really, I think, brilliant ideas. They didn't come from me necessarily, but they are really, really great ideas, and there's a lot of money that's been going into these two different teacher institutes. The one that I'm responsible for is Voices from the Misty Mountains, and that is a title, Voices. So in 2013, the Dean of Arts and Humanities sent out an email to everyone, all of us professors, and said, "Do you have any ideas that you would like to pitch to the National Endowment for the Humanities?" And I said, "Sure, I'll go." And this was for a group of us to go to Washington, D.C. and talk with officials at the National Endowment for the Humanities. You know, it was just like all of the stars aligned exactly the right way, and it was simply meant to be Voices from the Misty Mountains. A staff person at the National Endowment for the Humanities by the name of Wilsonia Cherry, she was the one who talked with me. She loved the idea of Voices from the Misty Mountains. She loved the idea of focusing on Appalachia, not just for Appalachians, but for the whole of the United States. You know, these are teachers for these teacher institutes for the National Endowment of Humanities that come from everywhere. She loved the idea. She had some input as to how she thought it could be better. And I found that always, if you want a grant, you listen carefully to what the grant persons say, and then you do exactly as they say. So we added Lee Smith. That was what she wanted. And she loved the idea of the other writers that we had, like Frank X. Walker and Nikki Giovanni and Charles Frazier and so on and so forth. So these are really a lot of the writers that are very important in our own program at Shepherd University, and writers that have come to West Virginia as Appalachian Heritage Writers in Residence. And we put together a teacher institute in 2013. And well, it was probably about 2012. 2013, I think, was when it was first offered. It was approved, and we had to wait then a couple of years before we had a second and a third and a fourth. It was just really popular. And we got our best reviews, as a matter of fact, in 2018. That was the last time that we offered it for the National Endowment for the Humanities. But I really love this idea, and one of the things that struck me about Voices from the Misty Mountains was that I had so many West Virginia teachers that were applying for the National Endowment for the Humanities version of it. And I thought, you know, when this thing runs its course with the NEH, if they want it, we're going to do it in West Virginia. And so we did apply, first of all, for a pilot Bridge Institute grant that came out in 2020, right when COVID was coming out too. And so that didn't necessarily bode well for us, but we had enough to get that grant and a really good group of teachers. And the West Virginia teachers really did love it. And so we offered it again last year, Voices from the Misty Mountains, through the West Virginia Humanities Council. And it is being offered again this year, July 10 through the 21st. That's 2 weeks. The institute will be here at Shepherd, but also virtual for that group. And what I think will happen is what happened last year with it, is that teachers will apply for it and they will come and they will probably attend virtually for a good portion of those 2 weeks, and then over the weekend when we have field trips and when we also have the Contemporary American Theater Festival going on strong in July, that's when the teachers will come and they'll put out the money that it takes to stay here in Shepherdstown, and we do offer some rooms in the dorms for them. We also offer these teachers $1,000 that they can use for their expenses, for professional development, and for classroom enhancements. So then the second teacher institute that we have did not emanate from the Center for Appalachian Studies and Communities, but it actually came from the Robert C. Byrd Center. They had been doing teacher institutes for a long, long time. And Jody Brummage, who is no longer with the Byrd Center, he and some colleagues put together a grant called People-Powered Civic Action, Community Engagement, and American Representative Democracy. And that was a grant that they submitted to the Benedum Foundation for a teacher institute. And that one, I think, is just a really, really interesting grant. Jody left, and there was no one to spearhead that. President Hendricks asked me if I would take on the responsibility because we had done teacher institutes. And I said, yes, I will, as long as, you know, you give me some good backup people that are in social sciences. This is really a grant for social science teachers. It is a grant that will attempt to get teachers of history and civics and West Virginia history and social studies. So we've done a lot of changes on the grant to kind of open it up to get more teachers involved. So we've revamped a lot of the ideas. The website has been completely redone. We're working very closely with the Benedum Foundation, and Melanie Claxton is the lady that is in charge of these grants, and she's been very enthusiastic and excited about the changes that we've made. Basically, this is to give social sciences teachers the tools, and most of these tools come from the Byrd Center and their archives, to work with students in terms of experiential learning and in terms of really bringing history to life, giving students a sense of their own civic duties, just in something as simple as telling them about the voting processes and getting them excited about engaging in that. It is a grant that is geared to engaging teachers with the hope that they will be able to engage students, their students, in civic learning. People-powered civic action, community engagement. I think the title of that grant and that teacher institute just really gives a good overview of what it is. One of the things that, like the Voices from the Misty Mountains Institute, that we wanted to be sure that we did is find a way to reward these social studies teachers who are going to devote so much of their time and their classroom energy and work with their students in engaging with all the resources that we have at the Byrd Center and the archives that are there. I mean, it's probably one of the most exciting archives for West Virginia history, frankly, in the state, with the exception of the Cultural Center in Charleston. But I think that we have really enhanced what we're going to offer the teachers, and what the teachers will get will be a number of teaching tools. They'll get primary resources from the Byrd Center that they'll be able to use, and they get all of the tools and resources that they need to be able to utilize those. And they'll be also getting some EDPD credit. Both of the grants offer this. I think another important thing is that you have to reward people. And so for their work in the workshop and then throughout the year that follows in 2023 and 24, the people-powered history teachers and social sciences teachers will also get a really nice stipend for their work. So it'll be $925, and that is really for the attendance of what is essentially one workshop. They'll get this information at one of the workshops that we offer between June 28, that will be one, and June 30, this summer, 2023, and they just have to choose one of those workshops to attend. It'll be an all-day workshop, but they get rewarded with a sizable amount of money that they can use for professional development and certainly for their teaching and their classes. And I think that they'll enjoy this. And the other really interesting thing about this grant and this people-powered institute is that when the teachers take this information and they work with their students in trying to enhance and enliven the way they do civics and the teaching of history and social studies, then they will come back And on April the 20th, 2024, all of these teachers that attended the workshops will attend this particular meeting that is a capstone meeting. And they will do about a 10 or 15 minute capstone presentation that essentially uses one of the activities or one of the things that they had developed for their classes that came from the workshop that they attended this coming summer. And this capstone then will be, I think, a way for everybody to share what they have done. And then certainly as a reward for the best of the capstones, the teacher, the winning school, will get a $5,000 prize that they'll use for the enhancement of social studies. And four runner-up prizes will also go to schools. And this prize will be $2,500 for the improvement of and the enhancement of the teaching of social sciences. So these are two really exciting grants and teacher institutes, very different, but I think gauge to, number one, enhance the teaching of what these teachers do in the classroom with their students and their recognition of the story of Appalachia, for one, that would be the Voices for the Misty Mountains, and to enhance their teaching of social sciences in the People Powered. So two really great grants we're really proud of, and teacher institutes that will come this summer.
Do you think that teachers could or would apply to both programs? Do you think it's possible for them to be?
I think that it might be possible if, now that's a great question, Kelly. Thank you for asking that. Voices from the Misty Mountains is completely, it's an Appalachian program. So Appalachian Studies is interdisciplinary. And one of the things that we tried to do when this was an NEH institute, we carried over into what we do here in West Virginia, and that is to make it interdisciplinary. So Voices from the Misty Mountains will have social studies teachers, English teachers. It runs the gamut of the grade levels from K through 12. We also are encouraging librarians. Librarians do an immense amount of teaching, and we love to have librarians come. And anybody who is teaching students in West Virginia certainly can come to Voices from the Misty Mountains. Completely interdisciplinary, completely across all grade levels. And the really interesting thing to me in Voices from the Misty Mountains is that quite often it's the kindergarten instructors, teachers that become the real leaders in the class. It's always fascinating to see who will dominate of these teachers, but I suppose that teaching kindergarten teaches you how to organize folks without a doubt, and they certainly do a great job with that. So it is possible for some of those people to apply for People Powered, but People Powered is a social studies, history, and civics institute. So it will be limited to that. Now, we did try to expand that to include, originally People Powered was only for 10th, 11th, and 12th grade history teachers, but we've expanded that, and we really had the enthusiastic support by Benedum. They wanted to have as many teachers as possible, social studies teachers, able to enjoy this institute. So we expanded it to include middle school teachers.
So you're running the Voices from the Misty Mountains Institute. What do you hope to accomplish through this grant for West Virginia teachers? And who are your target audience for the TUIG Institute?
Well, I think I mentioned who the target audience is. Everybody. Anybody who's teaching in the public schools, the librarians, across the disciplines, and across grade levels from K through 12. And we actually had a couple of representatives from junior college or from the community college, because there is such an extremely important connection between the public schools, community college, and then, you know, also the four-year institutions. So yes, I think that, you know, the main goal that we have in Voices from the Misty Mountains is to tell the story of Appalachia and West Virginia. And that is really important, because there are so many ideas about Appalachia, and so many stereotypes, so many really wrongful things that are thought and said about Appalachians, that was really the basis over 10 years ago in coming up with this idea of Voices from the Misty Mountains. We wanted to tell the story of Appalachia, and we knew that if we did not tell the story, someone else would. And when others are telling your story, they're not going to tell the story in the way that you may want to be framed, or in necessarily a truthful way. So Voices from the Misty Mountains, its main goal is to tell the story of West Virginia and to tell the story of Appalachians, because history is his story, stories of West Virginia and of Appalachia. So telling one's story, that is the main goal. That is the central focus of Voices from the Misty Mountains.
Do you have the same artists and scholars come back every year for the program?
Well, we do for a few of them. For example, I'm here, and I'm the one that, you know, that has organized the Appalachian Heritage Writer in Residence, and a lot of these writers that we've made contact with, like Barbara Kingsolver and Nikki Giovanni and Frank X. Walker and Charles Frazier, they have been our heritage writers, and they've been the West Virginia Common Read writers as well. So that gives us really a wonderful opportunity to have access to some of the best writers in the country. And I think Shepherd is a small institution, but we have a really mammoth and huge Appalachian Studies program in terms of its scope and in terms of who all it reaches across the state and also across the country as well. So it's got a great reputation, and we take advantage of that reputation to be able to bring different writers here. We usually have every summer a different artist in residence. We've had Denise Giardina as our artist in residence, and we've had Nikki Giovanni as our artist in residence, and as I say, this year from July 10 to 21 we'll have Frank X. Walker with us. Now, and in terms of the scholars, because we talk about the colonial period and because we talk about the stories from the Civil War and this kind of thing, we have invited and we continue to invite Dr. James Brummel. He is the director of the Civil War. He is going to be involved this summer. And Dr. Benjamin Bankhurst will be involved. Rachel Meads has a really wonderful presentation that she does on the stories that come to us through Appalachian music. So she will be here with us again. And of course, Adam Booth is the Shepherd University Storyteller in Residence. And so we include Adam always. So some of the voices from the Misty Mountains are new every year, and some are different every year. But we try to get a really exciting group of scholars and storytellers and artists to come and talk with the teachers and be with the teachers. And they make connections with the teachers too. I mean, one of the really exciting things for me is when these teachers form a connection with a writer like Denise Giardina or Nikki Giovanni or Frank X. Walker, and then Frank goes back to their classes and, you know, will visit with them and this kind of thing. So these workshops really do open up unique opportunities, I think, at least that Voices from the Misty Mountains opens up a really unique opportunity to make connections with some extraordinary storytellers and voices that will come back to these teachers' classrooms and to their schools long after this institute is over.
Have you had participants in the institute come for multiple summer sessions?
No, we don't usually do that. So you get one shot at Voices from the Misty Mountains, and they don't come back again and again and again. And that is because we want to, you know, share the joy and share the knowledge. But I will say this, I think it is an interesting question that you ask, because quite often teachers who will be exposed to Shepherd University for example, when this was at NEH, Summer Institute, a wonderful teacher, Ellen Wade, she was in the 2018 group of teachers. And Ellen, she was a high school teacher from Chicago, Illinois, and she really was so enthralled with this, she wanted to come back and actually finish the program. So you can get university credit, college credit, from Voices from the Misty Mountains. You can select either college credit or you can select EDPD credit. But Ellen came back and she wanted to actually finish the MA, and she was at the time working on a PhD in education. So I was like astounded that she wanted to come back, but I was overjoyed that she wanted to come back. And a lot of people do come into the program, they hear about the program, teachers who don't yet have their master's degree and they want to finish that master's degree. And so they decide that they want to do it in Appalachian Studies. And I will say that there is not a better MA for a teacher than Appalachian Studies, because it does It is interdisciplinary. It's appropriate whether you're a social studies teacher, an English teacher, or whatever you're teaching. But all of these teachers first had knowledge of our program through Voices from the Misty Mountains. So Voices from the Misty Mountains, while they cannot retake the Teacher Institute, it's a one-time deal for you. Certainly the teachers who become enthralled with the subject matter, they will quite often want to come back and, you know, finish a degree at Shepherd, and we're always excited, we're always happy about that. So we have a lot of people then that do find ways to stick around with us. And the lovely thing about our program is that we've offered that program through virtual means as well as on-site means. So you could get the whole of the degree, the master's degree at Shepherd University in Appalachian Studies, through virtual attendance.
For both of these programs, is there a, probably less for people powered since it is a virtual program, but do either one of them have a limit of people that are allowed to apply and be involved?
Well, that is a great question as well. Both of them have a limit, as a matter of fact. We will limit Voices from the Misty Mountains to 20, and we have a cutoff period. I think May 1st is the deadline for both of these. As a matter of fact, it's May 1st. And what we'll do is we'll choose probably a collection. I mean, for Misty Mountains, we like to have a real variety. So it will be people that are from different disciplines, because the conversation is a lot more enthralling, I think, when you have those different disciplinary points of view. And also we want to have representation from K through 12. So we hope that we'll get a whole variety of applications for Voices from the Misty Mountains, and then we'll make the selection, you know, based upon the application form. All of that is online, and we'll make the choice for that. 20 people, that will be the cutoff for Voices. For People Powered, the cutoff limit is going to be 30 people. And of course here, it's geared towards social studies, history, and civics. And you have to go to the website and you will look at the application information there. And one of the things that we've asked you to do is to give us your teaching philosophy. And so again, what we'll do is we'll choose the best of all of the applicants to make that 30. But yes, there is a limit. 30 people for People Powered and 20 people for Voices, and we'll take the best. But on the other hand, you know, we'll be, it's certainly for Voices, we'll be doing this again next summer. And so if you don't get it this summer, certainly we hope that you'll apply again next summer.
Public school teachers have a lot of opportunities to update their knowledge base through many different programs. So what makes these two Shepherd University Teacher Institutes different from all of those other opportunities?
Well, I think that one of the things that makes them different is the concept behind them is really fascinating for People Powered. The concept behind that is to enhance the way you're teaching civics and social studies and history with more experiential learning, and most important, showing teachers a way that they can utilize the resources and the archives in the Byrd Center for primary resource work with their students. And so a lot of teachers don't realize that, you know, there is so much to be done, and it's really exciting when, I mean, as a PhD myself and someone that has worked in archives and worked with letters and worked with original documents and this kind of thing, it's really exciting to be able to do that. And if you can open that up for students, and the remarkable thing is the people that have prepared these different teaching tools for the Byrd Center have done just that. These teaching tools are geared toward making the archives in the Byrd Center accessible to middle school teachers and high school teachers. And again, I will say that there probably is no better archive in the country, or the world for that matter, for West Virginia than, and certainly Appalachia, than what you have in the Byrd Center. The Byrd Center has not only Senator Byrd's papers, but it has the Staggers papers, it has many, many others. It is just a repository of a exciting history that this state gives us. And the history of West Virginia is, in many respects, the history of Appalachia. It is an exciting history, and it is one that if you could find a way to enliven the way you teach it to students, I think it can really turn them on about teaching. So People Powered, then, is geared to really bringing history to life. That, to me, is very, very exciting. And any teacher that wants to spend at a one-day workshop some of their time getting this information and getting paid for it as well should go to the website at the Bird Center and see how to apply for this. It is well worth the while. As far as Voices from the Misty Mountains is concerned, it's going to take a bit more of your time, but you get paid for it. You get $1,000 for Voices from the Misty Mountain to use in your own professional development or to purchase resources for your classroom. But the fact that we are bringing right directly to the teachers some of the most exciting voices in the region today and for yesterday as well. But these artists that we have that come and the historians do really enliven, and they're very exciting for the teachers. I think that one of the most rewarding things for me as a director of the Center for Appalachian Studies and Communities at Shepherd University and as a teacher and a professor is to read the reviews from the teachers. And this includes the NEH reviews written by teachers from all over the country about this program, as well as reading the reviews from the West Virginia teachers who have done it. They love the program, they're excited about the program, and honestly, coming back to your question you asked a moment ago, if they could do it again, they probably would do it again, but we don't allow that.
Is there anything else that you want to tell us about these two opportunities for West Virginia teachers?
Well, I think I just want to maybe leave this and sum this up with the idea that these are two very, very different grants. And one is from the Benedum Foundation, the people-powered. The other, Voices from the Misty Mountains, is from the West Virginia Humanities Council. We're very grateful for these two groups to have enough confidence in us here at Shepherd University to be able to offer these programs and to support these programs for the teachers. The other thing that I would want to say, and particularly about the people-powered, is because Benedum has been so willing to, for their grant, I mean, their grant was quite a remarkable grant, $136,000+ that they gave for the people powered. They want to get some of this money directly into the hands of the teachers and the hands of the schools. And so this idea of the capstone, this idea of the teachers doing a presentation where they feature something that they took away from one of the workshops and that they tried out in their classes and really worked, and then the winning teacher will be able to take home $5,000 for their school for the enhancement of the teaching of social studies and civic engagement. And then four teachers as runners-up will be able to carry $2,500 back to their schools. So that to me is the most exciting thing about these two grants, is that they are putting not only knowledge, not only an exciting and adventurous learning time for teachers, but they're putting as well some hardcore money, much needed in West Virginia, into the hands of West Virginia teachers. And I think any time that you do that, any time you're trying to enhance the classrooms in our state, then you're doing something really fine, really great.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sherbet, for sharing these terrific opportunities for West Virginia teachers and students.
If you are interested in learning more about these two teacher institutes, go to the Shepherd University Center for Appalachian Studies and Communities website at shepherd.edu/appalachian and click Teacher Institutes, and see the Robert Byrd Center for Congressional History and Education website at byrdcenter.org and click Education. Thanks for listening. I'm Kelly Garib.
Voices from Appalachia Radio Show is sponsored by the Center for Appalachian Studies and Communities at Shepherd University. Music is provided by Appalachian artist, singer, activist, and scholar, Flora Meeker, with the following created to enhance and develop the cultural and economic life of West Virginia and the Appalachian region. Academic programs that include an Appalachian Studies minor, an interdisciplinary BA, BS undergraduate degree, and a graduate certificate and master's degree in Appalachian Studies at Shepherd University. Celtic Roots and Global Appalachia Study Abroad and Celtic Heritage Series. The Appalachian Heritage Writers in Residence and Writers Award, which support the West Virginia Center for the Books, One Book, One West Virginia, Common Read Selection. The West Virginia Fiction Competition. The Anthology of Appalachian Writers, an annual anthology featuring writing by the Heritage Writer, and poetry, fiction, creative nonfiction, essays, and photography created by Appalachian writers across the region and the world. Voices from the Misty Mountains, NEH, and West Virginia Humanities Council Teacher Institutes, Shepherd Speaks StoryCorps Project, and this radio show, in cooperation with Shepherd University Public Radio Station, WSHC-FM. To learn more about our degree programs or upcoming events, visit us at our website at shepherd.edu/appalachian, or at our Facebook page, Appalachian Studies Program at Shepherd.